Steve Dion here with thefinalscore.tv, joined by head coach of the Olympia Bears, John Kiely. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Hey, so we're right in knee-deep in the playoffs right now. It's a real exciting time of year for high school basketball. And your Olympia Bears squad, they came up with a big win last night in the West Central District Tournament against Todd Beamer. Final score was 70-50 in that game. It was tied 31 at the break, and then the Bears went on to have a 28-10 third quarter, held them to 19 total points in the second half, the Titans, that is. You know, what was kind of the big turning point in this game? How are you guys able to rattle off such a big second half?
You know, I think a few things happened. One, I'm very, very proud of my guys. Beamer's a really good team and athletic, well-coached, and a few things happened. One, I felt like we were a bit uncharacteristic on offense, offensively in the first half. I felt like we had a few turnovers that weren't kind of what we do. And first, you know, playoff game for a lot of these kids, so maybe that had an impact. And then we were having a hard time keeping them out of the paint. I think we did a better job of that. One of their studs, Geo Jackson, got in foul trouble. That definitely impacted the game. And
right.
And then I felt like through the ebb and flow in the third and fourth quarters, as we were getting finally some stops, we were able to push the ball and felt like really started to click as we were able to turn it into a transition-filled game.
Up next on the docket for you guys is Kentwood on the winner's side of the bracket there. You know, I've got a chance to see this team a few times this year. What do you kind of know about the Conks, and how do you see this matchup kind of playing out, your guys against their guys?
You know, they've got a couple of really good guards. You know, their lead guard is lefty, very smooth, and can shoot and can attack. And then their other guard, number three, that he can shoot, he can attack. And they've got some bigs that pick and pop. They're versatile. They're strong. They were pretty deep too. I think they go 8 or 9 kids. We like to think we go 9 or 10, and so they're a great team. You know, they've beaten a lot of people. I believe they're probably like 19-3 now. And you look at their resume, and it stacks up as well as almost anybody. They took Curtis to the wire. They were ahead with about 4 minutes to go against the Vikings last week in the SPSL tournament. So this is a very, very good Kentwood team.
Yeah, it should be a real good matchup. You know, finally, this season's Bears team, it can be summed up with just a tremendous turnaround. You know, this was a team that was in the bottom of the league division last year in the standings, and now has become one of the top teams in 4A in the matter of one season. You know, just kind of describe the energy in the locker room right now, kind of the buzz around campus about this Olympia squad, because it's really been one of the great stories of this season.
You know, at first we're just blessed. We've got seniors that were hungry. They were hungry to use their athleticism and be able to do some things schematically a bit differently. You know, I think defensively to pound a little bit and offensively run. And two of our kids are going to further their careers in football, one at Utah State, one at Eastern. And, you know, these are some great athletes that are also great students. And they bought in. And I think that was the most important thing when we first met in May, that I asked these kids to buy into something that would be different, might be a paradigm change, and they did. So they've created, you know, I think these kids have created a buzz around the school because they're great young men, they're approachable role models, they play hard, I think there's some flair to their game, they like to run, and so, and we go deep. So, you know, a lot of kids coming in and having an impact in the game. And so it has just been such a privilege for me to get back to my alma mater, place where I played, where I coached previously, and to be able to take the reins again. And then to have the kids, the teachers, the administration, the community embrace this team and these young men has been so fun for me to watch. And I believe our kids have responded admirably.
Yeah, it's been real fun to watch. Coach, thanks for joining us again. Good luck tomorrow. One win away from securing a spot in the district round. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Hey, I really appreciate the time and love finalscore.tv. Thanks for all you do.
There he is, Coach John Kiely of the Olympia Bears, joining us as his Bears squad is ready to take on the Kentwood Conkers tomorrow night.